Gene Stursa, now a member of the Owatonna High School Athletic Hall of Fame. And how do you feel about this?
Well, it's been a pretty exciting day. I've had a lot of phone calls and text messages, and it's pretty cool. I'm pretty honored.
So when people are reaching out to you, what kind of memories does that trigger of being involved in athletics the way you were?
Oh, it triggers a lot of memories. You know, most of them are of the kids. You know, and in particular, probably the floor hockey kids. They're probably the favorite memories. So that's most of them, yes.
And I find it interesting you were involved in getting girls' sports rolling and then getting adapted sports on the map here in Owatonna. That seems pretty important to me and a neat thing to have been a part of for you, I would imagine.
Well, girls' athletics were just kind of getting started when I started coaching. So I just kind of got in on the ground floor and then, of course, adapted floor hockey was a big plus to get those kids included. So that's a big thing, a big memory.
For you to say that those kids and the floor hockey is one of the things that kind of bubbles to the surface for you, what is it about their love of the sport or the opportunity that makes you say that?
Their opportunities, because now they're a part of a team and they are meeting new kids from different schools and they are part of the school now. And the kids just, they chatter back and forth in the hallways, and that is just so special. So that's pretty cool for me.
Why did you get involved in coaching?
I don't know. When I came to Owatonna in 1973, my high school had no girls' sports. And I grew up in Iowa, so no girls' basketball at my school. And I just felt like I needed to be involved and get these other girls involved because I was not able to do it or didn't have the opportunities.
Any other thoughts or feelings about the honor?
I'm just completely honored. I'm completely taken back by the whole thing. It's awesome.
Gene Stursa, congratulations and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Roy.